Northwest, the legend of Bigfoot dates back hundreds of years.
This is Strange Harbor. Ghosts, UFOs, aliens, Sasquatch, all things strange.
He became the first cabinet-level politician from a G8 country to publicly state that there is extraterrestrial life present on Earth.
Strange Harbor, online at strangeharbor.net.
They say everything that we know, everything that we are, everything that we have comes from the people living on Nibiru.
Strange Harbor, be strange.
And another exciting episode of Strange Harbor, where we talk about the weird. We talk about Sasquatch and ghosts and near-death experience and conspiracies, witches, warlocks, wizards, and what's another W word?
Woo-woo.
Okay, and woo, and the woo. I'm Johnny Manson, and she is MUFON investigator Cherie DeSeuss.
Keeping it real with UFOs.
Now, recently, you were contacted by someone who needed your services as, is it a witch?
Yeah, I'm a witch. It's hard to say, isn't it?
Right.
You immediately go back to Lilliputians and the Wicked Witch of the West curling her toes under the house.
Right. What did they need from you?
Well, they were having difficulties in a new house that they had just leased. And the small family is going to move to this new house, and they're starting to paint it, rearrange things in the house. And they started having difficulties and bad feelings, mm-hmm. negative feelings in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And through a friend, they contacted me and asked me to cleanse their home and bless it.
What does that entail?
Well, first of all, when people know that you're a witch, a druid, or any kind of magical practitioner,
mm-hmm.
when things like this pop up, your name is immediately used. Because we deal with the dead. The pagan community is more grounded into the earth and the strange things that move and around and under it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first thing. That's how I got contacted. And when I'm contacted, by far, it's for house cleansings because of negative feelings or there's movements in the house.
Mm-hmm.
They see shadow people. They see objects moving from one place to another, or they're losing objects. And, you know, once or twice in a week, you know, you forget where you put your keys is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put your teeth in a cup next to your your bed every single night, and you wake up and not only are the teeth gone, but the cup mm-hmm. is gone too, and you find it in your garage on top of your car hood.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So unless you're sleepwalking and your teeth are of utmost importance to put in the garage, you probably have a poltergeist, a spirit of some kind, a minor demon. You've got some kind of practical joker
mm-hmm.
that's in the house. So then, yeah, I get called. Yeah. And the first thing I do is I get a feel for the property once I get the address before I ever get in the car. And I open myself up and try to feel what it is that I'm going to feel when I get there. That's all I can say. It's a feeling. It's a filter. I can feel negative and positive, and I see images in my mind. So I get in the car. I want to make sure I get there on time. And every obstacle known to man or beast is put forth in front of my vehicle before I get to the house. I mean, a fire truck. Then there's an ambulance. Then there is a whole line of cars that's not moving, and I'm in a truck, so I'm looking over their hoods, and there's nothing in front of the car that stopped. just stopped. So I try to get in the next lane, and that lane stops.
So you think these entities that are at this house that they're moving into is like made this happen to try to get in your way?
Yeah. It's not unheard of.
You know what a skeptic would say, right?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Tin hats.
So what would you say to them? That would say, oh, that's just a coincidence. It happens all the time. It's getting to be, you know, the end of summer, and there's traffic here all the time now, and blah, 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 blah.
Sure, sure. Okay. Understood. You would, but if you look at statistics, if I have driven that road often at that approximate time, how am I going to hit with 9 things before I reach the house? How is that possible? So statistically, it's improbable, not necessarily impossible. So I do believe that there are entities that have the energy to put obstacles in your way, just like they have the ability to move an object from your bedroom to the garage.
Mm-hmm. And
I know there are listeners out there that say, oh, heck yeah, you know, it's happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to let it flow over you, know that it can happen, account for it, and move on. So when I got to the home, I put myself together mentally of how I wanted to approach and met the owner, who was outside of the house sitting on her stoop. And we chatted for a moment, and she told me what she felt about the house. And I asked her to stay outside, and I went in with the cameraman and said, you know, let's just walk through the house.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see, let me feel what's going on. Basically, you know, you do it two ways. You do it Jessel first, and then Widdershins after. Now, Jessel is spelled D-E-O-S-I-L, so it's kind of a special word, and it just means clockwise. And clockwise is for putting things together, for progression, to progress. The other way, Widdershins, is for decomposition, to take things apart.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to do one of either, and it's kind of an energy thing. You want to check out the energy in its natural state, and then you want to decomposition. You want to deconstruct all that energy and place the energy you want to be in there and take out the energy you do not want in the home. So I and the cameraman walked around the home, and there were indeed very negative places. They're places that are not so strange. Closets are always a big thing for negative energies. They like to cloak themselves. Spirits of this world now are very mature. They're very up on what's going on in the news. You can ask them with equipment, do you know who the president is? And these spirits will often say yes. They know, if not the exact date, they know, you know, things that are going on, because they can hear TV, they can hear radio, they can hear people speaking. If they're conscious and they're not just a reflection of someone who was there, you know, years and years and years ago, then they will be able to speak to you as if they were in the room and you could see them. So that's pretty much what I did, is I went Jessel around the home and found all the spots that I was sure that she would have complained about, and decided, you know, what kind of items that I would use to combat that negative energy. Then when I went into the basement part of the house, which is, you know, more or less a space where extra rooms were built for more space, then these rooms had a darker feel to them. And that's not uncommon either, because it's closer to the grounding of the earth. It is enveloped in darkness, more darkness than the upper floors. Usually, people don't go down into their basements for a long space of time. So spirits and demons and whatever that are down there, they feel relatively safe.
Mm-hmm.
And cleansing a house is not just a pagan thing. It's Baptists and atheists tend to dismiss house blessings. You know, if you ask a Baptist pastor, they'd go, we don't do that. But Catholics, Methodists, and even Unitarian Universalists do this sort of work, at least on an occasional basis. Visiting someone, you want to leave. And when the individual who wanted me to help her clean her house said that she'd been gut punched by these negative feelings, that's a strong thing to say about a new home.
So she felt like she got punched?
Yeah, a gut punch. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, it's just like a twisting of your stomach and you just, you cave in. It's very visceral.
Hmm.
So if you feel the need to get a house cleaning, you can do it yourself. This is like the straightest magic there is. Nobody knows your house as well as you do, and nobody is more invested in getting it good and clean. In my rough estimation, it's about 9 out of 10 calls that I get, the person could have taken care of it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But that one other time, you definitely need help. And this individual needed help. She had an entity in her house.
Like a ghost?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Down in the basement, inside the walls, there was a woman who was about 40-ish, late 30s, early 40s. And she was crying and screaming. And it was, for me, it was loud, but for other individuals, they probably only hear that vibration as a negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very upset. I thought at first maybe she was in her death stage where she was going over and over how she died. But no, she was conscious and she just was that upset.
Mm.
She didn't want me anywhere near her at first, so after the first pass, I went upstairs and invited the individual who was going to be moving into that house to come inside.
Mm-hmm.
From there, I set up my altar and put together the items that I was going to use to battle the negative energies, and things like I have a candle that I use. There is a seashell, abalone shell that I use for, I put sand in it so I can put out my, different smudging sticks. I used, for this home, I used a lavender and I used, white sage. And I lit frankincense, which I'm sure by now most people know the name frankincense. It will purify the air and rid you of negative energy. So, you know, I'm putting all these things together, and I have bells that I use, and I gave the bells to her older teenage daughter, to ring as she felt necessary as we walked through the house the second time. And then I had the primary, the mother go ahead and hold the lavender smudge stick and repeat after me as I went all through the home, having her show her ownership of the house and how she needed to take that ownership, and that she and her daughter had all the power in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important, because you want to feel safe in your home. You want to feel that you're in control. Ghosts and spirits don't harm you. They may try to scare you, but they can't really harm you. I mean, it takes a demon or an elemental to do real harm, even maybe a shadow person.
Mm-hmm.
But we weren't dealing with any of those things here. If we had have been, if I felt any of those things or saw any of those things, I would have reluctantly faded away and told her for me to contact someone else that has...
No, thank you.
Well, you know, you don't want to deal with something that's above your pay grade.
Mm-hmm.
And
wait, how much do you get paid for this stuff anyway?
Oh, I don't ask for payment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For a house cleaning, I do that as part of my light work.
Mm-hmm.
I try to help people whenever they're in need like that. Or help them help themselves is what I do. And I leave things with people. You know, I leave the smudge sticks and show them how to do it and how to pass water. I use all of the elements, fire, earth, water, and the air, to balance the home. And I show anyone who asks for help how to do that. What I should do is put something together on our webpage for individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to put the actual video on our website. So I think that'll be pretty exciting for people to see, you know, a local Grays Harbor cleansing of a house.
Right.
Then people can do it. Anyway, it's important to have more than just me do this. It's important for the homeowners or the people who are renting to take ownership of the home and control. That's important. And older family members, maybe not the children, they have difficulty understanding sometimes what's going on. So I prefer just an older, more adult.
Was the teenager receptive?
She was. She was very receptive. She was shy at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think she realized that she did have some control.
Mm-hmm.
And I had her do what her mother was doing, you know, salting the windowsills and saying, this is my home. And we will only allow love and light.
Mm-hmm.
So it is important. It's important for anyone to take control of the atmosphere and the feelings in their own home. So I did an opening ritual and basically did a quick bell ringing, lighting of the candles, a hand washing. There are just certain things that I can do to prepare myself to go through a house. The cleansing's really where all the hard work comes in. It's very time-consuming.
Mm-hmm.
You can start at the top or the bottom of a house, but moving in the jessel direction clockwise and the counterclockwise, winter shins, and that's what I did, is moving... clockwise the second time around. I did winter shins the first to take everything apart. And that seemed to do the trick. Sound and smoke are best for breaking up spiritual residue. And we filled that house with smoke. We had to keep lighting which is not real usual. Usually when I light a smudge stick, it stays lit.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to relight it several times.
So was that the entities, like, putting it out?
It very well could have been. Mm-hmm. Or the reluctancy of the person wielding the smudge stick. It kept going out on her.
Okay.
Mine stayed lit throughout the whole process. It's what you're bringing to the table, how much magical influence and your intention and your ability to focus. We went through all the closets, the cabinets, the kitchen, which had a residual entity at the sink that was a warrior. So that whole area was full of stress and anxiety, and I asked the mom if she wanted to get rid of that. She said, "Oh yes,
yeah,
I want to get rid of this." So we did. We spent some time there and got rid of that negative energy, so she could look out her window when she did her dishes and feel calm and relaxed. I always pay particular interest in the mirrors and reflective surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
Like if a window has that reflective surface to keep the light out.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Because entities can work through mirrors. And usually you see them in the bathroom because it's not used that much. It's kept dark. So I spend a lot of time doing that. And places where water comes into the home, faucets, and you know, any place where water could come out, and you basically do the same thing as you're cleansing your house, but particularly going to those areas and smudging, which is actually blowing the smoke, or using the feathers that I had to blow the smoke into the area of where the water comes out in the faucets. You can sweep all this negative energy out the front door or the back door. I didn't bring my athame. An athame is a special knife that's used in rituals, and it's blessed, and I use it in more difficult cases. To scratch at particular areas, and that's a tradition. Others will sweep into the chimney or into the hearth, and then it goes up the chimney, and a lot of people will go ahead and burn fresh wood to exercise the energy so that it will not come back. So at this point, the house was clean. But it's not a sterile hospital clean, but it's a welcoming clean. It's a home.
More with Cherie's house cleaning of negative spirits and energy coming up on Strange Harbor.
You're listening to Strange Harbor. Ghosts, UFOs, aliens, Sasquatch, all things strange. Online at strangeharbor.net. Strange Harbor. Be strange.
There is no death. It is only a transition to a different sphere of consciousness. Carol Ann is not like those she's with. She is a living presence in their spiritual earthbound plane. Inside the spectral light is salvation. Window to the next plane. They must pass through this membrane. The friends are waiting to guide them to new destinies. Carol Ann must help them cross over. There's one more thing. A terrible presence is in there with her. So much rage. So much betrayal. I've never sensed anything like it. It keeps Carol Ann very close to it and away from the spectral light. It lies to her. It says things only a child can understand. It has been using her to restrain the others. To her, It simply is another child. To us, he is the Beast.
Welcome to Strange Harbor. If you've had an out-of-the-ordinary experience, then come to StrangeHarbor.net and let us know what it is.
It's Strange Harbor, where we talk about the weird, and we've been talking about Cherie's recent house cleaning, but not a regular house cleaning. These people wanted her to come in and clean out the spirits, the ghosts, the energy. So you've cleaned the house, you've used your sage, you've used all of your tools that you use, you've done it, now what?
Finish off with, this room is clean and pure, safe and welcoming for those who live here and for all of our guests. May it remain so in the days and weeks to come. Because you do need to cleanse your home every few months.
Oh, yeah?
I do it about every 6 months unless I have transient spirits come in the house, which they do fairly often for some reason. I don't know. I attract them. The next thing I want to talk about is warding.
Mm-hmm.
W-A-R-D-I-N-G, warding, or using wards. Now, your grandmothers knew all about warding. They would make the sign of the cross and to protect their home. Others would use, like, those statuettes and place them near the front door, in the windows, hanging from their car rearview mirrors. Warding off evil spirits is very common throughout all cultures on our planet. Pagans especially use wards for personal protection. They use them all over the house, and you don't have to see them. If I know the ward is there, that's all the intent that's necessary. I paint pentagrams over my doors, my windows, and I have other wards that I use. You can use stones, certain kinds of stones, like black onyx, crystals. You can clean your home, but you don't want things blowing in or to walk in. You want to make sure that whatever ward that you put, you hit your doors and windows.
Mm-hmm.
Now, salt is the greatest go-to ward there is.
Why is that?
It's a purification.
Hmm.
And that kind of purity will not be crossed by an entity with ill intent. It's not to say that the man next door that was 93 that died 6 months ago isn't going to walk into your home.
Huh.
You know, you can't promise that. If he's pure of heart and he walks in and he stumbles in, you know, he's there. So, you know, unless you want to get rid of him or to help him find light, then he's there to stay or to rumble into someone else's home. Yeah, it's how it works. And we use deities. I'm polytheism. I believe in more gods and goddesses. And I believe that the god is both female and male, that has both aspects. We're in the male section right now going into fall, and that'll last for 6 months of the witch's wheel. That's our calendar, and it began recently. As the wheel turns, as they say, we're in the darkness, where things die back in the fields in the harvest. And then in spring, the female aspect of the god or goddess, that's when the female part begins with birth. So you can combine blessing and warding in one pass in the house. As my clients are walking through the home, I am using my finger on walls to put pentagrams. They aren't particularly pagan at all, but my intent will protect as well as their intent with the salt. So it was a combination. The whole process for me in this home lasted about an hour and a half. I can usually cleanse a home in about 40 minutes. This one was particularly difficult because it had been standing for a little bit, and or the occupants from before were not into cleansing their home. So it had been uncleansed for a while. And then...
Could you tell if it had ever been cleansed since the house had been there?
I didn't feel anything at all. Mm-hmm. There was no residual cleansing. If someone... When the house was first built, if someone was of any particular faith, they may have called in, you know, a Catholic priest or someone to bless their home, which was common in Victorian times. But no, I didn't feel that residual. But it could have been so long ago that I couldn't have felt it because it wasn't working. It had long passed gone. So, yeah, you need to keep up with it. There are lots of ways to protect your home. You can get a witch's bottle, and the instructions will tell you all the articles that need to go inside of a witch's bottle, and you bury it deep in your yard. And it will ward off any kind of demon, and it'll alert them that, this may be a problem. It's like having ADT.
Yeah.
You know, you have an alarm system on your home.
Right.
And maybe they need to pass on by and find somebody else. So I was happy with the way it was cleansed. The mother and the daughter felt that the home was lighter.
Mm-hmm.
They felt better afterwards. I think in the future, she may call me again.
Mm-hmm.
And if she does, then I'll just handle what it is that her particular issue. But she had an attic that was somewhat disgruntled. Very typically, spirits will, especially transients, will go up into an attic or a basement and hide out and see if there's any easy pickings to drain energy from the occupants.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another reason why we were warding everything and trying to keep things out. You know, there are times when cleansings don't work. In the vast majority of the times, this ritual or some variant of it is all you need. Honestly, a lot of times a good mundane cleaning is all you need. But sometimes, about 5% of the time, something more is involved. Something really nasty happened in the house, and stains won't come out. A malevolent spirit has moved in, or perhaps just an annoyingly mischievous spirit. Magical attacks are rare. Most people with the desire to magically attack don't have the skills to do it, and vice versa. But they do happen.
Mm-hmm.
Many people that I've dealt with over the years, they'd say, I know I'm being cursed. I know it. And sure enough, you find that they have binds around them that need to be cut. And that's a specialty, cutting those bindings. A witch is neither good or bad. We have the capacity to do great harm. Most of us are white light, and we only try to do good. But there are those who deal with the darker arts. And if someone annoys them, if someone tries to harm them, they will bind the person.
Ooh.
And binding them from harm, you know, from doing any harm to themselves or other people. And having that binding is very, it makes the person who's bound very anxious. And they know they've been bound. They don't necessarily know who it is, but they know they've been bound. So if I run across that, that's when you need help. Certain bindings I can cut. There are rituals for it and spells. But, you know, calling on a witch that does that specifically, or a druid or a priest. A priest have been taught how to do that, cut those bounds. Someone with more experience and skills to handle a situation like that. And usually I get asked, who is that person? And since I just moved here about 3 years ago, I have a small list that I've started. And we meet and greet witches and individuals that have sensitivities, the clairvoyance, the psychics. Some of us, like myself, started out with a sensitivity,
mm-hmm.
as clairvoyance or clairaudio, that's hearing things that other people can't hear. Having these abilities sends you into witchcraft, because the witch community has explanations for all of these abilities and can help you develop and to be more keen. I was a little different. I came into the world knowing what witchcraft was. For me, it was all about herbal medicines and learning how to grow plants and to foster their growth. So my family was very much into hedge witching. And then I became aware of my sensitivities from my father. He also was a clairvoyant and had these abilities. So I do have a small list. So you can always email me at Sheree@strangeharbor.net.
All right.
I want to let you know that if you call for help, you'll get it. Just like in the military, you never leave anyone behind. Well, it's the same way with pagans. We don't leave anybody behind. We don't care what your faith is. We don't care about race, creed, religion, any of those things. Witchcraft goes over all boundaries, leaps over them, and we will help a person who is in need.
How would you know if you had something attached to you? What did you call it?
A binding.
Yeah, how would you know?
Well, you're very uncomfortable. You're anxious. You're pacing.
Mm-hmm.
You're not able to sleep. It's like you're a worrying stone. You're wearing it out.
Mm-hmm.
You're constantly arguing with people. You're miserable. You're basically miserable. And you know, you go to your doctor and say, I'm not feeling it. You know, my life for some reason has turned into poo-poo.
Mm-hmm.
And those are basic feelings of someone who's been bound.
Hmm.
And unless you cut those ties or you find out the source, which could be an entity living in your house
mm-hmm.
that's pulling your energy as you sleep, that's where vampirism is.
Oh, yeah?
They pull your energy and you wake up feeling like death. You just have no energy.
Now, can you get bound just by, like, going to Safeway or something? Like at the grocery store? Can that happen?
No.
Okay.
No. It would have to be very strange circumstances to... It's like trying to get an STD from a toilet. You know, it just doesn't work that way. You really need to... really need to have rubbed somebody the wrong way
mm-hmm.
and someone who has the skills to bind you.
Mm-hmm.
I have the skills to bind. And you don't want to do it because basically it's the power of three. In witchcraft, ye do no harm, do it ye will. So we're taught at an early age, don't ever bind. Don't use a dark spell.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do any of those things unless you are put against the wall and it's for your own survival.
Right.
Because whatever you put out in the universe, it comes back to you times three.
Ooh.
So every good thing that I do comes back to me threefold. But as soon as I do something dark, that too comes back to me threefold.
Okay.
Yeah. So, since we have an American, Native American communities in our area, there's a word about sage.
Mm-hmm.
Some people feel that white sage has been overly harvested and that you shouldn't use white sage because it's a natural element for Native Americans. Well, I grow my own. I grow all of the things that I use.
Yeah, here, take it.
Hey, that's an herb, and I have no issues with those herbs. They can be very handy in a spell. So, yeah, to let no Native American, you don't want to use white sage during a Native American tribal cultural ceremony because you're not Native American. But if you're using it for purposes of goodwill and you're using it from your own garden or from a place that grows their own to sell, then yes, you can use it.
Okay.
Before you ask me to cleanse your home, you know, I'm going to put some stuff online so that you know how to clean your own home. I suggest that you do that first.
Right.
Because, again, you know your own home. You know what it is you might be up against because you've sensed something negative, like in a closet behind a door. Your children are complaining there's something under their bed. There very well may be something under your child's bed.
Wow.
Negative energy. And it could be because there's a spirit that lives under there. I mean, there are spirit animals. Where do you think they go? Under the bed. So, your children are more open to magical events than we are as adults, unless we've been trained. Therefore, when your child or your dog or animal acts strangely around an area, they may be sensing something that you can't. So I suggest you buy some sage or some rosemary or grab some salt and sprinkle it under that bed or smudge it. You know, at least your son or daughter will feel that you've done something
right.
Instead of, oh, no, there's nothing I can see under the bed.
Right.
Mm-hmm, thanks, Mom. Okay, so again about warding. Wards are protective energy barriers. They keep things out. You can place them around your home, certain rooms, even on certain objects. With practice and clear intentions, you can focus the wards to block out everything or only certain things.
Hmm.
Like you don't want your stereo stolen. All right, well, if you put a ward on there and you suggest that you don't want it stolen and that you want to be alerted in case someone's in your house, you can tell a ward that's what you want. It's like telling ADT, yeah, I want a camera on that area.
Right.
So why should you ward your space? Well, wards can keep out all sorts of things that you don't want in your home. They can block out negative energies and entities, including people, wayward spirits, you know, demons. You know, I've come across demons and gods. There are many gods, small gods. They think of themselves this way, so that's why they were named as many gods. We don't put these gods above any other god. These are just minor gods that think that they're gods. And because they have skills and because they are able to do things that we humans relatively can't do, so that's why they're under that designation.
Hmm.
And you can also ward your divination tools. So your wand, your athame, your knife, different things like that. So we talked about cleansing, incense warding. You can ward with incense. You can, you know, trace with your finger some symbol that means something to you, like a heart or a star or an X, like it marks the spot. It's good enough for, you know, pirates. It's good enough for us,
mm-hmm,
right?
Right.
Yeah. So you can also spritz. Instead of incense, you know, there are some people that don't want to have an incense smell in their house or, you know, they don't want to set off the smoke alarms.
Mm-hmm.
You can spritz. So you can take, like, an essential oil and use that with holy water or blessed water. That brings up a point. You can bless your water by going in a full moon and asking the god or goddess to bless the water that you have in your sealed canister.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can use as a holy water, blessed water.
Okay. So before we wrap this up, how do I know if my house is infested, not with mice or bugs, but with spirits and ghosts and things? What would be some good indicators?
If you're uneasy going into your own home that's dark inside,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're coming home at night during the winter, you know, it's like 5:30 at night, it's dark, your front light's on, and you reluctantly walk into your home and fuss with the lights because you can't stand to be inside your home until it's lit up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got a problem inside.
Okay.
You have a problem inside. If you have difficulty sleeping, you're being annoyed, and you're maybe having your energies drained by an entity. Could be a transient. Something mm-hmm. something unusual happens. You can tell that you wake up in the morning and you feel drained. You had the right amount of sleep. You know, you're not worried about work. You're not worried about kids, whatever. But you just feel drained. You don't feel good. Or you're having terrible nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
These are all indicators of, you know, some type of entity that's come into your life. You know, I used to have friends that would come to me and say, I don't know what it is, but I can't sleep through the night. I keep waking up like I'm hearing something. I can't find certain things. I feel like someone's watching me.
Mm-hmm.
Those are indicators.
And I can get a hold of you through the website if I need your services?
Absolutely. Sheree@strangeharbor.net.
Well, that'll do it for this episode of Strange Harbor. If you'd like to reach out to Sheree, or if you have any UFO sightings, Sasquatch sightings, if you want to just yell at us for being tinfoil hat wearing whack jobs, just log on to strangeharbor.net.
You're listening to Strange Harbor. Ghosts, UFOs, aliens, Sasquatch, all things strange. Online at strangeharbor.net. Strange Harbor. Be strange.